Tercera tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces.
Dispone de 2 minutos para leer el cuestionario.
My question today is, how is technology changing the way we meet people and fall in love?
Could you tell our listeners the background? What do you mean by your question?
My question comes from a very personal experience, and much like I think a lot of other millennials are kind of facing today, which is whether or not our cell phones or the technology that we're using to connect with other people in terms of dating, whether or not it's hurting or if it's helping us. I did start off with doing one of the online mainstream dating apps. And then ultimately, I felt like there was just, it was so much of the same thing. So I thought, oh, well, let me try a different website that's a little more niche. Uh-huh. So I went to datebritishguys.com. Oh. I did meet somebody online and I did date him for a significant period of time.
Did he look like Hugh Grant?
Certainly not. No. He does have a very posh accent, but he himself is not necessarily posh. After that experience, I went back on another dating site, mostly just to have fun because I was like, okay, I haven't really experienced too much of this. And so I went on several dates, actually. One that went super, super well for 2 dates, and then he literally disappeared and became a ghost. Mm.
So I'm hearing you say that the technology itself helped you meet people, but there were problems with it that you wouldn't face if somebody had introduced you?
That is something I've wondered myself. Like, is it really the technology or is it the psychology behind why people get online? Meeting people in person seems to have such more of an honest effect, whereas online, it just didn't seem to be so genuine.
I hear you, Erin. For the record, I'm single and I've been trying to meet someone for 2 years this time around without much success. In fact, I've tried online dating sporadically since the early 2000s and I've never had a relationship come out of it. But I go back because I keep hearing stories about people who met the love of their lives through a website or nowadays a mobile app. Here in India, relationship status is a national obsession. The assumption is that you'll be settled with a husband and 2.5 kids by the time you're a certain age, and I'm definitely past that. This country has the second highest number of internet users in the world after China. There are now 450 million of us online, and that figure's growing every day. So listener Erin's question is particularly relevant as habits change and we look for love in new places. In recent years, I've seen a boom in online matchmaking, with new apps and sites springing up to cater for every conceivable taste. All my single friends seem to be swiping right, or mainly left these days. For the non-daters among you, that's the digital equivalent of saying yes or no on screen. But it's this growing tendency to communicate in the virtual world rather than the physical one that concerns listener Erin. Back when my parents met in the 70s, it was a very different story.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
My question today is, how is technology changing the way we meet people and fall in love?
Could you tell our listeners the background? What do you mean by your question?
My question comes from a very personal experience, and much like I think a lot of other millennials are kind of facing today, which is whether or not our cell phones or the technology that we're using to connect with other people in terms of dating, whether or not it's hurting or if it's helping us. I did start off with doing one of the online mainstream dating apps. And then ultimately, I felt like there was just, it was so much of the same thing. So I thought, oh, well, let me try a different website that's a little more niche. Uh-huh. So I went to datebritishguys.com. Oh. I did meet somebody online and I did date him for a significant period of time.
Did he look like Hugh Grant?
Certainly not. No. He does have a very posh accent, but he himself is not necessarily posh. After that experience, I went back on another dating site, mostly just to have fun because I was like, okay, I haven't really experienced too much of this. And so I went on several dates, actually. One that went super, super well for 2 dates, and then he literally disappeared and became a ghost. Mm.
So I'm hearing you say that the technology itself helped you meet people, but there were problems with it that you wouldn't face if somebody had introduced you?
That is something I've wondered myself. Like, is it really the technology or is it the psychology behind why people get online? Meeting people in person seems to have such more of an honest effect, whereas online, it just didn't seem to be so genuine.
I hear you, Erin. For the record, I'm single and I've been trying to meet someone for 2 years this time around without much success. In fact, I've tried online dating sporadically since the early 2000s and I've never had a relationship come out of it. But I go back because I keep hearing stories about people who met the love of their lives through a website or nowadays a mobile app. Here in India, relationship status is a national obsession. The assumption is that you'll be settled with a husband and 2.5 kids by the time you're a certain age, and I'm definitely past that. This country has the second highest number of internet users in the world after China. There are now 450 million of us online, and that figure's growing every day. So listener Erin's question is particularly relevant as habits change and we look for love in new places. In recent years, I've seen a boom in online matchmaking, with new apps and sites springing up to cater for every conceivable taste. All my single friends seem to be swiping right, or mainly left these days. For the non-daters among you, that's the digital equivalent of saying yes or no on screen. But it's this growing tendency to communicate in the virtual world rather than the physical one that concerns listener Erin. Back when my parents met in the 70s, it was a very different story.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la tercera tarea. Ha terminado la grabación.